Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And here I am on a getaway Friday, May the 1st, 2020, 5-1-2020, May Day, 16, coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you for the ride. And I just want to reiterate, because I know a lot of people have enjoyed the Paper Rings podcast here on Thursday evenings, and we've had 2 weeks of no podcast, but nothing is going on. It's just schedules right now, to be honest with you. And we will sort that all out, and it will be back, and we will have the same type of fun that we always had, I am sure. Because I know that the girls, and by the way, it's okay for me to call them girls, Michelle and Abby, because I've talked to them, will be back, and we'll have a lot of fun, without question, on that Friday show. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott again. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, Scott, I'm sitting out here at the Huntington Bank, and it's not even open yet, and boy, the cars are backed up till I don't know where.
20 after 9 and they're not open yet?
That's it. I'm still sitting in line here, and nobody's moved.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, boy, and the line's getting longer and longer.
So how many cars would you say are there over at the... Is this the Huntington on Mount Vernon?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe 25, 30 cars.
Now, see, I thought about going to the bank when I left here today at 1 o'clock. Are you saying I should skip it?
Well, hopefully by then this will be cleared up, I would think.
Oh. And here's the thing. I wonder if people are staying at home because of the stay-at-home order, or are they just staying at home because it's the end of the month and they don't have a lot of money? And I really worry that this weekend we're going to have very nice weather. Are people going to go out and spread this stuff? And I hope not.
Well, people are definitely going to be out, Ben. It's going to be 70 and sunny. I know I am. I'm going to be fishing, but I'm going to be in my little private secluded spot. So,
you know, I haven't decided what I'm going to do tomorrow. I have the whole day to myself. I really have no plans laid out yet. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do. But, well, I've had some people ask me to do stuff. But, frankly, I don't know if I want to do it with them. So we'll see how tomorrow goes. Maybe I'll end up, well, I don't have my fishing license yet. So I can't go fishing. I guess I can go sit and watch the fish.
Well, you can still buy your fishing license. It's out-of-state people that can't get them.
Now, where do you go to buy your fishing license?
I bought mine at Walmart.
Oh, you can get them at Walmart?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how much are they now?
They're $25.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. You get out by the water, if you don't catch anything, it's so serene out there, it's just beautiful.
Well, you know what? Maybe tomorrow I'll end up going fishing. That sounds like something that could be a lot of fun and peaceful, and I'll take the radio along, and I'll grab somebody with me. You don't want to take a big group, but I'll take one and have a good time tomorrow.
There you go. You got to have somebody to take the fish off.
Got to have somebody to take, that's right, take the fish off and keep me entertained for that time period.
Amen. Maybe you'll catch the big one tomorrow.
Maybe. That could be. I'll report back on Monday if I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Well, there's the report from the Huntington Bank over on Mount Vernon Avenue. Apparently, it is packed. Does anybody else have any reports? It is the first of the month. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or anything else on your mind as time goes along. Any big plans tomorrow? Tomorrow is supposed to, as far as I'm concerned, supposed to be the really first night. The really first nice, what was I saying? The really first nice day that we have had predicted. 70 and sunny, how about that? It's going to be a day tomorrow, and we're all going to enjoy it, I am quite sure. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You said it is the first of the month. I work at a bank, and I can tell you it's murder.
Oh, man, are you in the bank right now?
No, our banking hours are 10 to 5.
10 to 5.
So,
so how many just
hours.
On these first of the months during this COVID thing, what is kind of an estimate of what it looks like first of the month?
So what I see mostly on the first of the month, people for whatever reason come in and they take out their large Social Security check or whatever in cash. They don't use debit cards. I don't understand that concept in this day and age where the debit card to me as a younger person is vital, but the older community seems to not use the debit card as much, and they rely on paying for everything with cash.
Isn't that something? So if I want to go to the bank today at 1 o'clock and I have to go through the window, is it trouble today?
It will be, yeah. So all the banks, as far as I know, there are no banks that have their lobbies open except for by appointment, for things like getting into safety deposit box, you know, et cetera.
Well, you know what my problem is with the debit card, to be honest, and I like to use the debit card, but there's a $500 limit, I think, per day. And
there is, as far as ATM only, your point of sale purchases and not when you use your PIN and your non-PIN purchases can go up to $2,000.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, there's a difference when you run your card, like at Walmart, if you go over there, put your PIN in, your limit can be up to like $1,500. But
know,
if you don't put your PIN in, it can be up to $2,500, something like that.
You know, I have an interesting question about this. If I went to the bank and got $500 out today, I went to the ATM because I don't want to deal with, you know, the big lines, and I got the $500 out, and then I go to, let's say, Meijer, where you can get cash back, and I wanted another $200 back, is it going to allow me to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's different, because that's using your PIN at the point of sale. So that's different.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't realize that's... Well, because usually that's my quandary, is I'm getting out more than $500, and so I think I have to go to the window. But I didn't know you could do that all in a 24-hour period.
Yeah, you can. And you can also request that your bank raise the limit on your daily ATM withdrawals. Some of them will go up to $1,000.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Wow. Well, that would certainly uncomplicate. You know, because I can't figure out why these banks are so busy. Were they like this? I mean, first of the month is always busy. Were they like this before the COVID, or has it gotten worse?
No, they were like this, and that's my concern as a banker working, you know, when the ban lifts and they actually open up the lobbies, some of the smaller branches to maintain like a 6-foot distance. It's just not going to work, you know, at this point for the community. And it just makes me wonder how they're going to deal with that. Because like my branch in particular, you know, you could only hold like 6 people, safely at 6 foot apart.
Isn't
so
that something?
It's going to be a concern. And I'm, you know, I know that they're working on the logistics of that, you know, for when we actually do open up, because I know the branch I'm at, I'm not going to say which one, doesn't open up until June the 8th.
Now, the interesting thing about that is because we've always heard for years and years that money is one of the dirtiest things to handle because it goes through many people's hands. Is there a lot of precaution being taken at the banks?
Yes, we are. Well, I mean, we do that on a daily basis anyway. You know, hand sanitizer, that's always been a staple for us. You know, just normal precautions and, you know, normal hand washing, et cetera. Because, like you said, money is the dirtiest substance. And prior to this, I always worried about, you know, especially with, like, fentanyl and any type of money that would have come across any, you know, in conspicuous people's hands. You know, you've always worried about that before. And now with this, it's just an additional worry that puts it out there.
So the banking hours, maybe this is why the gentleman who just called in, maybe that's why the bank is not open at 9 o'clock, is now it's 10 o'clock.
Right. For the majors, I think they're opening up at 10. And they've extended, you know, like some of them closed at 4, 4:30, and they're staying open later as well. I know that's what we're doing. And again, we're taking precautions. We've split our teams up into two so that we have a team, half the branch working 2 weeks, and then the other half is off during that time. And then they're bringing, you know, we're rotating to try to keep everybody safe.
Other than the first of the month, has anything changed since this whole COVID mess?
At the beginning, there was a big panic of people wanting to pull out excessive amounts of cash for just fear, general fear of what's going to happen with the bank. But it's not something I see that's ever going to happen as far as a collapse, you know, because of FDIC rules and things like that. Mm. But as after the initial outbreak where they started shutting things down, it's pretty much business as usual. The problem I have is there are so many things nowadays that can be done remotely, online, you know, depositing your checks remotely on your telephone, working through ATMs and things like that, that can be done that people just don't do. They say they have a fear of technology or things like that, but I mean, that's the way that America is going, you know, is pretty much self-service. And eventually down the line, you know, quite a few years, I expect everything is going to go to that where everything's done remotely.
I would certainly imagine. I have heard a lot of people talk about their safe deposit boxes, so there's really no way to access those right now.
They can get in through an appointment.
Oh, they can.
They just have to make an appointment to come in.
Oh, okay.
That way we don't have a whole stagger of people, you know, at the time being exposed. And even though, you know, to me, safe deposit boxes, those kind of, you wonder what you keep in there anyway, the, you know, birth certificates, passports, things like that. I personally keep them in a safe at home, so I don't know what, you know, some people keep last will and testaments in there, but that doesn't do a lot of good if you pass away and nobody can get in to get it.
That is certainly true. Ooh.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's lots of things that just makes you wonder. And it does, this whole virus has made you wonder about how you handle certain transactions in your life, you know.
Well, I wonder what the long-term effect of this will be. I wonder when the vaccine comes in, will people say, okay, well, we don't have to worry about that anymore, and we'll just go ahead, or will there be some lasting effect in businesses because of this?
I do believe there will be lasting effects with the businesses, especially, you know, with them learning how, the learning curve of how to stock and things like that, especially, you know, with the shortages of certain items. But my main concern is the smaller businesses who can't get through to get the loans that they need to continue on and stay afloat. That's my big concern, especially, you know, in our community here. We have a ton of small businesses, you know, not just restaurants, entertainment, you know, hair salons, nail salons, things like that, that people do use every day, that they can't get, like I said, the money that they need to continue to work and survive. You know as well as I do, they still have to pay rent and electric on a building that nobody's having any business in, and that's a big strain, and that's a big concern.
Well, you know, I keep thinking to myself, even if they open them back up tomorrow, let's say you're a restaurant that they open back up tomorrow, you're still going to be about 6 weeks behind of what you normally would have been.
Yep.
And that's going to be a hard thing to make up.
It is. Another concern for me, too, is the people who are drawing the unemployment. Because they probably haven't had the experience of unemployment before, they're not taking taxes out. Or, you know, when you get your unemployment, you have the choice to take your federal tax out. State tax is not an option, but they take the federal out. My concern is they're going to get their unemployment, and then they're not taking the taxes out, and they're not putting the money aside because they're using it to survive. And next year, when the time rolls around, you know, they're going to have to pay taxes on that money. And a lot of people aren't thinking about repercussions and things like that that come around from being on the unemployment services.
It's going to be an interesting year, and just because this pandemic will eventually end, and it will, doesn't mean the repercussions are going to end and are going to go on for, I think, maybe a couple years.
I think so too. I really do, and it's all we can, you know, again, it's great to see the communities come together, you know, and support things, you know, like the seniors graduating and the things that people are doing for them. I know I have a group on Facebook that has actually adopted seniors from the local community here, just to kind of give them, you know, because at that point, a lot of the seniors, I know from my experience in the past with my own kids, the graduation gifts and things like that, a lot of times they use that for, they're starting off to go to college, you know, and it's like now it's, I feel like some of them are missing out on that, and that's why I think it's great that the community has come together and kind of rallied to adopt the seniors, and that way they don't feel left out or forgotten. So, I mean, it's going to have a lot of impact and repercussions.
Well, we're going to have to do something for these seniors. I know that. I don't like the way this is being left. I certainly understand the time constraints as far as college and military concerns that are going on. But somebody's going to have to think of something very fast to do for these kids, because you cannot have this 1 year of kids just not have this and just say, well, boy, that was a really awful time. Those are memories you keep all your life. And we're going to have to do something, even if we have to wear gloves and wear masks and do all kinds of things and take people's temperature coming in the door. We're going to have to do something to make sure that doesn't happen.
I agree. And even with the younger kids, you know, coming through, the repercussions of them being homeschooled, being, you know, the pressures that they're feeling. I mean, my daughter's a teacher, and I know she definitely feels the pressure with two younger kids at home. And my son has, you know, six kids at home that they're trying to homeschool. They're making it work. And, yeah, it's definitely that all of these repercussions for the students are going to follow through into, you know, the next few years. And it's going to be a different time.
Well, and you know, daycares are, who knows when they're going to open back up? Who knows when schools are going to fully open back up? People are going to go back to work eventually who are home right now, and I don't know how that's all going to play out, because there is still going to be electronic schoolwork that needs to be done. Their babysitters are still going to be needed. I don't know how that's going to look, but I sure hope people are preparing a little bit for this and kind of in the back of their mind have the idea that this is going to happen, so it's not a shock when it does.
No, I know. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Well, I thank you so much for calling in. It's been very interesting. Have a great Friday at work. I know it's going to be a rough day, the first of the month, but you gave us a lot of great information. Thanks for calling.
All right. You have a good day. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Very interesting call. I love a call like that. You know, that's how we all learn. And I love any type of call because, boy, it gives us a lot of information. I did not know that the banks were opening later. Now we know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Like I said, this is the town hall of the airwaves at this particular point. And I'll be here through 1 o'clock this afternoon, 740-383-9944. And if that caller's still listening, if you're allowed to have a radio on at the bank, which I know most banks are, you should just turn this station on. See, that's a little self-serving, but we'll do it anyway. Turn us on in the bank. That way everybody can hear what's going on in Marion. We know it's not music, but it's information. And hopefully some entertainment. Hopefully we're having some fun as well. Let's go to the phones here. I see the phones lighting up. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Yeah, hey, you talk about the graduation. If you've been watching the news, West Falls School, what they're doing, they don't have the students park in the parking lot. The families come up, families only, and they're going to march one at a time to one door into the auditorium, walk them up, let them walk across the stage, get their diploma. When they walk off the other end, they're going to take photos, and they're going to make a tape up of all the students going across the stage.
Hmm.
They give it to all the students on the door with.
Well, that's
good. And normally they said 1 hour to graduate. It's going to take over 3 days to do it. But that's the safest way they can do it.
Well, however we can do it, I hope we are trying to do it. Hey, thanks for the information.
Yeah, they got permission from the health department to do it.
That sounds good. Well, and I'm sure our health department would work with people the best they can.
Yep.
Thank you.
Hey, well, that's what they can try to do around here.
That's right.
If every school gave you permission and take them in one at a time, it might take a little longer, but they could get them across, and they could get them across that stage.
Yeah, we'll have to do what we have to do.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right.
Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, we're going to have to work within this, the best we can. Remember also, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Interesting topic here this morning, talking about the changes in life and how we are all dealing with them amidst this pandemic that we are currently involved. But somebody should take heed of the news that we got this morning that the 2020 Marion County Fair was canceled. So, you know, that's the beginning of July, and that's what we're looking at as far as get-togethers go. So people should pay attention to that. Phone lines are open, 37 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear your thoughts on anything going on. Also talking about lemon bars and bread pudding this morning. Lemon bars, bread pudding, and good pizza places in and around the Marion area. Not necessarily just here in Marion, but, you know, we talked a little bit about the Berwick in Green Camp and Baker's Pizza and places like that. And I know there's a lot of out-of-the-way places like that that people love to get their pizza. Certainly Tubby's is a big one here in Marion that people love. I think people come from outside Marion all the time to go to Tubby's Pizza. No delivery, but they come and they get their pizza. 740-383-9944. Bread pudding is just not something you see a whole lot of, but boy, I like bread pudding. That would be one of those things I would put on the list of blueberry dumplings and apple butter. I really like bread pudding, but I'm not sure what goes in. I've never made it. I know it's obviously bread, but and there's some cinnamon, I think, involved in it. But other than that, I really don't know what makes up the majority of bread pudding. Go ahead, caller.
Just a really quick call for me today, Scott. Not going to be a 10-minute drawn-out call like earlier in the week. I know buffets have been in the news, but I used to like to go to the East of Chicago buffet, and I think it was Godfather's before that. It was pretty close to our previous location. I think it's a pretty good deal, and it's something that's kind of suffered under the current situation. But East of Chicago has really good pizza, and they're a regional company, so I've always enjoyed it. I think it's just as good as what you get inside of Chicago.
That's not a bad thing.
You a fan of East of Chicago at all?
Yeah, it's not bad. I can't remember the last time I was there. Maybe around the first of the year, but it was good.
Yeah, okay, and just a bittersweet note, I'll have the obituary for Mr. Aiken at the 10 o'clock news. I read about the guy. He was quite a superstar, what he did for broadcasting. Amazing legacy the guy had. Didn't know much about him. He kind of came into the scene after he was at his peak of being well-known and respected, but someone who's really done a lot for the broadcasting in this area. I think it's affected all of us, at least indirectly, and we missed for sure. So I was reading about him, things I didn't know, but I'll have some details with the next report.
Good. He's a good guy. Thanks, Adam.
No problem, Scott.
Bye. All right, there you go, 740-383-9944, talking about smorgasbord and lemon bars. You know, I like lemon bars. Now, again, this is something that I've never made. But, you know, one of my favorites has always been lemon meringue pie. I just don't like lemon candy, oddly enough. There's something about lemon candy that does not do it for me. I don't know what it is about lemon candy that just does not taste good to me. But lemon meringue pie, I like. Lemon bars, I like. And have not had any really good lemon bars for a long time. It's easy to screw up lemon bars. Let me tell you that. It's very easy to screw those up. But if you get them right, they can be delicious. Same thing with bread pudding. I think you can screw that up royally as well. We hope you don't, but That's the way it goes. Also talking about pizza in the area. You know, I honestly have never had a Baker's pizza. I don't believe I've ever had a Berwick pizza, although I probably must have. When I worked at that bank in Green Camp, the Berwick was the only restaurant in town. So I had to have, I'm sure I ate a pizza from the Berwick, but I certainly don't remember it. Bert and Ernie's over in Richwood, I must have eaten a piece of pizza from there, but I don't remember it for some reason. And I'm not even sure if that's still open over in Richwood. Does anybody know? Is Bert and Ernie still open over in the Richwood area? 740-383-9944. And again, I'll be with you through 1 o'clock this afternoon. We'll be doing some Family Feud as the morning goes on and talking about whatever is on your mind. Does anybody have anything on their mind right now? We had a couple calls earlier on that I thought were very profound, very interesting, and that is always a good thing. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 42 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday morning, first Friday in May 2020. And remember, tomorrow is supposed to be the day of nice weather. And we're all going to enjoy that, I am quite sure. What was I talking about when we started this hour? Okay, let me think here. Oh, I know what I was talking about. I was talking about the fact that the Paper Rings podcast did not happen last night for the second week in a row. But again, the questions and calls. Every time I talk about this, I get a phone call. There must be kismet. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Little tip about Richwood.
Okay.
Richwood has a beautiful lake down there that's just been redone. Lots of people go fishing there. And also at Richwood Hard or Partners Hardware, they have their real plants now, and Richwood's quite the little town. Not only that, they do play softball, if you've read the paper. So, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, yes, I remember Richwood well. I used to drive Route 4 every morning as I headed to the bank over in Richwood to work. It didn't last a whole long. I think I was there for about 3 months, and then I transferred to the Green Camp branch because it was closer to where I live. But for 3 or 4 months, I used to take that drive down Route 4 to Richwood, Ohio. So, familiar with that. But it's interesting that they've redone the lake. Boy, maybe I'll end up in Richwood fishing tomorrow. See, you will just be shocked of the stories I'll have on Monday about my Saturday afternoon. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Jimmy's Pizza in Canton.
Now, Jimmy's Pizza. Now, what's so good about their pizza?
They're good. It's good pizza.
So, where is Jimmy's located over in Canton?
Right
uptown. So Jimmy's Pizza over in Canton, that's a good place to go.
Yeah, and I tell you, Red Food in Golden Corral has it. And if you put red food dye in it, you can have red pudding.
Is that right?
I'm just kidding you.
Well, no, I like it. Well, hey, thank you for listening.
Okay. All right.
Well, Kenton's not too far off. And, you know, I like Indian Lake. And Indian Lake is not that far off. And I know there are a lot of great fishing spots over in Indian Lake. Yeah, Indian Lake. And maybe that's an interesting. That's a short trip. You know, you can do Indian Lake in a shot and go through Kenton and pick up maybe a Jimmy's Pizza and head on over to the Indian Lake area and fish. $25. For the fishing license. This could be my Saturday. You never know. 740-383-9944, 45 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday morning, May the 1st, 2020. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, talking about pizza, talking about bread pudding, talking about lemon bars, talking about all kinds of things of interest. Any recipes or what's going on in the community today? Apparently we know the banks are backed up. Are the stores busy out there this morning? I bet they are. Will the restaurants be busy today? I bet they will be. The day's supposed to be nice as we go along. See, and I had to go to the bank today at 1 o'clock, and now I don't know. I think it might be a bad idea. But I did need to go to the bank for a particular reason, which I will not share at this particular point. But, okay, well, I'm going to start talking again, and we'll see if the phone rings. The Paper Rings podcast, which was not on last night or the week before, 2 weeks absent on Thursday with Abby and Michelle. It's just nothing bad has been going on. It's just been one of those things where people have been busy and life happens, and that's one of those things. So it'll be back, and I'll let you know when it'll be back, and we'll have a fun a time with it as we always did. You know, getting together with those girls is always a lot of fun. It's fun to argue with them. It's fun to converse with them. It's fun to do that sort of thing. Just a good group. It's a very good group. So that will return. And by the way, if you want to see back episodes of the Paper Rings podcast, they are on YouTube. All you got to do Maybe I should learn how to talk. All you got to do is go to YouTube and search Paper Rings Podcast, and you will get the first 9 episodes of that particular podcast. And I'm sure you will not go wrong. We talked about a lot of heavy issues on that podcast. Honesty, trust, a whole bunch of stuff. It's interesting. But you know, here's the thing. A few weeks ago, I did this thing on the show, and I got to practice what I preach. I did this thing on the show where we do not say nice stuff about people in general. We're much more apt to say the rude stuff, and that's not okay. I don't know why we are. We're just much more apt to say the rude stuff. So, keeping in touch with that this morning, 47 minutes past the hour here. My feeling is that this morning, it's important to say that one of, and I've said this before on the podcast, so this is no shock, but, you know, here's one of the things that makes the podcast a lot of fun with Abby and Michelle, is that Michelle, to me, is really a great person, because this is a person who obviously has a great business sense, which I've said before, and she really does, and hard worker, shows up, does her thing, and I hope is appreciated, and has got some great kids. Now, here's something I want to say. When somebody has great kids, you look to the parents. And the parents had to play some kind of part in that. And they played a big part in that. And I get the feeling that when I see Michelle's kids, that there is a lot, she had a lot to do with that. She had a lot to do with making those kids really great human beings. And that goes a long way. And to care that much, that's a trait found in the land of the few. So I hope that she feels appreciated. I hope that she knows that she is appreciated. And I hope that she knows she's just a great person. And not everybody is a great person. You got to remember that. We all aren't great. I certainly am not. I have my days. So, Michelle, I hope you're having a great Friday. And I know that everything's going to be great. Now, as far as Abby goes, great person as well, although I haven't had a drink for a while. You know, that's the only thing I can say about Abby for a while, is I have not had a diet soda. I don't know where this went off the tracks, but I have been diet sodaless for some time now. So that's my soliloquy this morning on Abby. And she's great, too. She knows it. She knows that, and, you know, there was some conjecture that we weren't getting along, but that's pretty much our relationship, is to joke around that way. It's fine. It's a fine relationship, and everything will go on kindly and happily over time. So that's one of those things. Now here's the thing. I don't know if I've ever talked about this, but you know, one of the things very important in radio, as far as I'm concerned, is chemistry. And chemistry you cannot make happen. You either have it or you don't. somebody sits down across from you and you either have this great chemistry or you really don't have this great chemistry. And on that Thursday night show, if you listen to any of the past podcasts, you will learn that there is just a great chemistry there. I don't know why it's there. I don't know where it comes from, but it's fun and it's nice and it's great. And so I just want to say that because I don't want people to tune out that podcast. It's just been an interesting two-week period, and people will talk about why we weren't on the air for 2 weeks or however long it takes to get back on the air, but we will get back on the air, I promise. And I hope that Abby makes me something, because I am still impressed with her cooking, to be honest with you. Not the sausage biscuits and gravy. Oh, man. Not the sausage biscuits and gravy. No. But dumplings, blueberry dumplings. But the blueberry dumplings and the apple butter, hey, that was a home run. You know, I still have the apple butter at home. I ran out of English muffins, and apparently I'm just too lazy to go get any more English muffins. But I do have the apple butter at home, and that was very, very good. And the blueberry dumplings were tremendous. Tremendous. It is something. I know. Well, I see I'm getting messages now. Oh, it's just like the old days this morning with Abby and Michelle. I know. Well, yes, Abby, I like for you to make me things because they turn out usually to be good things. The only fail we've had is sausage biscuits and gravy, but I think the sausage and biscuits gravy was a fail because I just don't like it. It's just not something that I don't think I would like anybody's. I could go to the premier sausage biscuits and gravy place and, oh, boy, just can't do it. And, you know, sometimes people get down. It does happen. You know, this, I'll tell you something about this pandemic. I know people get in all kinds of moods because of this weird pandemic that we're in. It's tough. It's tough. It can be tough. People staying at home, and people aren't used to this. It's a whole new thing. But you know what? We'll put it all back together, and everything is going to turn out fine. Everything's going to be great. And in the end, we'll all be fine, and we'll go forward together. But friends are very important. Friends who you can laugh with, friends who you can have a good time with, friends who you can argue with and get over it the next day, those are very, very important. And you better keep those people close. Keep those people close, or you'll end up in a mess. 57 minutes past the hour. Let's see here. Where are we at? 54 minutes past the hour on May the 1st. You know, I don't know why the lemon bars thing is so hard to get right. Does anybody know why lemon bars are so hard to get right? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. I would love to hear the answer to this. Highly, highly fascinating stuff here on WWGH Radio on this Friday. I love the month of May. You know, somebody asked me the other day about the road trip. And you know what? I think it was Sean. The road trip has never happened. Now, like I said, people have been busy, so maybe that's why it hasn't happened. But we're going to get this in sometime. I don't think this pandemic prevents road trips. Now, the road trip will be interesting because somebody's going to have to bring, I'll bring the recorder, but somebody's going to have to bring food and somebody's going to have to bring whatever. And we'll have this road trip. At one point, it was thought to be Detroit, but I don't know if that makes any sense anymore. We're going to have to go somewhere where you can actually just get out of the car and look at something, because that's the world we live in now, and apparently it's not going to be fairs, because the Marion County Fair is not going to happen, and I don't know where other fairs will go with that, but we'll find out, I'm sure, as the summer goes along here. You know, I've been hearing that very soon, not now, so don't, this is not there now, but very soon, Stewart's will have strawberry pie. Now, strawberry pie, done right, is a very, very good dessert. You get your strawberry pie on a nice, warmish day, that's a very good thing. it's a good world when strawberry pie is around. Although, you know, I never think of strawberry pie as one of my favorite pies. I'm always more in the banana cream, coconut cream, but I do like a good root beer float. I will say that. I do like a good root beer float. I do like, you know, for some reason my chair just went down. I did not hit the lever on the side, but for some reason the chair went down. Now remember, I'll be with you through 1 o'clock today, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to play the Family Feud, do the trivia, open up the phone lines. That's going to be a tremendous amount of fun on this May the 1st. Now, it's May Day. Now, what is May Day? Isn't May Day something in Canada? I wonder what they're doing up there. What are they doing in Canada today? May Day in Canada. An interesting, interesting time to be sure. You know, tonight at some point, or maybe today, well, this afternoon, if I can get through the bank quick enough, maybe this afternoon I'll put on an old baseball game again, see how that goes. I love watching those old baseball games, since we obviously are in this world where baseball is not being played anymore. I love watching the old baseball, and I love watching the Cubs, because Harry Carey and Steve Stone, WGN, doing the broadcast. You gotta love that. That is a great, great thing. 57 and a half minutes past the hour. Anybody got any reports? Hopefully the banks are about to open up out there. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And, I do know tomorrow, I forgot this, see? You forget things so quickly. Tomorrow night, I do know that I'm supposed to go out with somebody, but, and do some shopping, but I'm not sure what time it is. I don't know if we've ever set a time on that, so I'm going to have to figure that out today. Oh, and by the way, somebody brought me in, so I don't want to say what, and I don't want to say who, but somebody brought me a nice gift there during the break, and it's a gift that I really wanted, and so I appreciate that. Listener out there who brought that gift, thank you so much. Got it in my hand here, and I appreciate you bringing that gift in during the break. That is a very cool thing. It's always nice to get something. Surprises are good, and gifts are good. Those are never bad things. Getaway Friday, Friday, May the 1st, 2020, and here we are. In the middle of the pandemic, I don't know what it looks like outside. You know, that's one thing about the studio here. We have no windows. Someday I come in here and it's raining outside, and by the time I leave at 1 o'clock, it's nice and sunny. I have no idea what it's like right now. I know it's supposed to be sunny today, but it was awful rainy when I came in this morning. But it will get better. I do know by the end of today, it's supposed to get better. I know my grass is supposed to be cut today. That's a good thing. It's getting a little hairy in my yard right now. But it's rained so often that it's hard to cut that grass. So I'm going to have to get that grass cut today, which it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to be on the list today for a trimming. So we'll see how that all goes. Friday, May the 1st, 2020, 59 and a half minutes past the hour. Coming up on the top of the hour, we're going to come back. I'll be sitting in for Charlie Evers, and we're going to start the Family Feud. So don't you dare derivate away from your radio. We are making big progress here on WWGH Radio. And yes, I said progress, not progress. We're making the progress. WWGH1071.com. Listen on the internet anytime. And we will be back after this very short but very important break. Stay tuned. Back in 15.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, my God. Have you got 2 hours?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Right here in our show, it's a young comic from Las Vegas. Chucky. What is that fat kid's name? Let me tell you something. I have stories that someday you'll call me, and I'll tell you the things that happened with Sullivan and I on the air.
Oh, really?
I did a routine about a coal miner disaster, and at the same time I did it, there was a coal mine disaster in Nova Scotia. He claimed that I did it just to have that routine. I take an oath on my mother. Oh. If you ever talk to me again, well, you were going to talk to me again, and we'll talk about that because it's so interesting.
You know, yeah, maybe we'll do a whole show on Ed Sullivan sometime. That'd be fun.
Yeah, you get the people and have all the people talk about what happened and their, how he says, now I want to know something right now. He said to the elephant, what are you going to do on my show? Said to the elephant. And then the elephant made a plot, you know. And well, would you get somebody clean this up?
Now here's what I know about Ed Sullivan from reading.
Well, Ed Sullivan had his 11th anniversary, and I happened to be on the show. And he says to me, Shecky, you're not going to mess up on his show, are you? I said, no, Ed, I promise I won't, you know. So I said to him, you introduce me. No, he says, what are you going to do? I said, well, you're on 11 years. Introduce me as, because I just got back from Europe, he and his wife, Sylvia. I said, introduce me as a German comic that you found in Germany that you brought back to the United States. He said, my God, that's a good idea. Then he said, tonight on our show, ladies and gentlemen, I was in Heidelberg with my wife. No, she was in Amsterdam. I was in Heidelberg. How come we didn't get to get? He said, ladies and gentlemen, I found this little German comic, and I think you're going to enjoy him. Here is Schickel Krieger, good shortcuts. So I came out. I said, ready, I want to tell you something. Mr. Sullivan, it has been on television 11 years. This is his anniversary. And there's a reason why he's been on 11 years. He don't sing, he don't dance, he don't tell jokes, he don't do anything. That's why he's been on. Well, he got crazy.
He
heard that.
Oh.
After the show, he chased me. He said, you know, I got more talent in my little finger than anybody I ever had on this show. I said, you really believe that, you old b-? I said, you're nuts, you know?
And legendary talk show host Dick Cavett.
I don't know. I can give you an exclusive here, I think.
Oh, let's do.
Sitting there with Alfred Hitchcock during a commercial break, sort of looking straight ahead, not really right at me, and then he suddenly begins sort of speaking aloud to no one and says, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Grace Kelly, the most promiscuous woman I've ever known.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker at Community Christianship